And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Speaking of cricket.
Yes.
Do you know the rules?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Hey, isn't that What's-Her-Name's boyfriend? I should tell everyone. Wait, how do I explain that I was watching a bunch of gay porn?
If I accidentally clicked on this shit, it just happened to be somebody I know. It's not that I've watched thousands of these films.
Everyone and
yeah,
welcome.
I'm just going to go ahead and cut you off right now. Fuck you guys. I hate you all. This is real drunk. There's no fake drunk. Bad April Fool's joke. I hated it. You guys suck. Blow me. The number, I don't know. It's something. Jesus. 309-740-1430. Give us a call. Bullshit.
And talk to the real drunk?
And talk to the real drunk. Or contact us on Skypes. You can see my face. WFO dicks.
I would also like to point out, I'm just throwing this out there, that Paul has not said a word yet.
No, he hasn't.
Fucking cocksmokers. I hate you both. I hate all three of you. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Paul, I'm glad that you've reconsidered. And that you want to bring back the drunk character, because I would have missed him if you just stopped doing him.
Obviously, we got positive feedback.
See, this is why I wish...
There was an outpouring of support. People wanted to hear the drunk character come back.
See, this is why I wish we were live streaming, so you could see four people at this motherfucking table right
now. My favorite part of this whole thing was on Twitter when people started tweeting that drunk isn't real, too drunk, and drunk didn't know what they were talking about. And so then I was trying to convince Drunk that Drunk's not real. I decided that's what I was going to do. I just wanted to convince Drunk that maybe he doesn't know he's not real.
Yeah, apparently I'm Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense or something.
The only person that can see you is a small child that was involved in a deadly accident.
So not to get ahead of ourselves, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined, of course, by Paul.
Hello, everyone.
Napier and Paul's character,
Jesus,
Drunkard STL on the
Twitter.
Here
we go.
Now, this is what I want you to do. This is when you first start up the show. When you first start it up, I want you to count how many microphones turn on. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
just count how many microphones
do
turn
me
on.
Like that.
You can hear the clicks.
Yeah, you can hear when the microphones turn on. Just count them.
I'm going to start clicking my shit on. That's all there is to it. Fucking guys.
So before Napier, Napier's really excited to talk about his fun vacation. Before we get into anything, I just want to say that I've created the way that we're going to get the show's name out there. I mean, we're really going to work at this time. There's all kinds of podcasts who have figured out this secret. I'm a little late to the game, but I've figured it out. I know what we need to do.
T-shirts.
No, we have T-shirts. We've actually sold two.
Twitter.
There
accounts.
Are two Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks T-shirts.
So someone paid.
In the world.
For a Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks T-shirt.
That's correct.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Two people, actually. But
how much were those shirts sold for?
I know where you're going, and I'm not going to talk about it.
You know, the, a person.
Were you supposed to give us T-shirts?
I do. I haven't printed the backs on them yet, but I do have you guys all T-shirts. I'll give them to you eventually. But that's kind of, you know, not really something we need to talk about now. The way we're going to get the word of the show out.
Twitter accounts.
No, we have a Twitter account. We have a Facebook, too. You know, I heard somebody the other day, I don't remember who it was saying they have a Google Plus. That's what we need. We need a Google Plus. Napier, you need to run our Google Plus page.
Google Plus, I heard, is dead and stupid.
Well, I don't know. That's going to be one way we get it out there. We're going to have a Google Plus page. But the way we're going to get the word of the show out is we're going to pit other podcasts against each other. We're going to have a competition. And I didn't want to be involved with this because I didn't want to be the guy that everybody say, hey, fuck you, why didn't you pick me? So that's why I've decided we're going to do Drunks Podcast Cage Match, where each week I will pit two podcasts against each other, and Drunk will listen to them. And then Drunk will decide which one is better. And this will accomplish several things. One, everyone will just get into this competitive mode. And in the meantime, while they're getting competitive, they will also talk about our show and that we are going to pit them against each other.
Do we let them know in advance? That way they can prepare the week
before. The first week, no. But in future weeks, yes. Drunk will pick his next victims. We need to legitimize Drunk. We need people to take Drunk seriously. I see people writing Drunk off as a special guest star on the 11th podcast in the Dorktown rankings. You know, who gives a shit about Drunk, right? He's just a special guest star. No, Drunk should be respected and feared. And the way to do that is podcasts will want to kiss his ass so that he picks them. And three, I feel like Drunk needs to familiarize himself with how podcasts work.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just saying. If you listen to other podcasts, maybe you'll learn from them.
You trying to say I'm bad at this?
A little bit.
Yeah?
So...
So you convinced me to do Drunk again, and then you tell me I'm bad at it.
No, Paul, you're great.
This motherfucker.
So I guess now should we just do the podcast thing, or should we tease it for later? Because Drunk has already listened to his first two podcasts.
Well, let's get into it now.
Let's get into it after the break.
Okay, okay. Oh, should we say who the first two podcasts are?
Let's say Drunk who they are now that we can put the results on later.
Drunk's first two podcasts that he listened to in the... I have 32 shows.
March Sadness.
It's like a bracket system. 32 shows will become one in the Drunk Podcast Smackdown Challenge Cage Match. I forgot what I called it already. And the first two...
I like the idea of March Sadness.
I like that too, but it's April. Dorktown versus the Route 21 podcast.
Is it Route or Root?
Root, probably. Root. Who new to Radio FUBAR, so welcome them.
So this is, do they get like home team consideration?
No, Drunk, you will give no home team. There's plenty of Radio FUBAR shows on the list, and you can give them no consideration for being
Trust me, duly noted.
This is all you, buddy. No one will have any influence on your decision. You are the man.
The only people that will have influence on my decision are the people doing the podcast themselves if they suck.
And I want to point out that Route 21 podcast debuts tomorrow on RadioFubar.com. And I DM'd them and asked them if they wanted to either call in or send me a commercial or something to promote them. And they just blatantly ignored me. So I guess they don't want to be my friend. Which, you know what, I listened to their show, and it was good. But we'll get into that later, when Drunk gives his final decision. So Napier wants to talk about his vacation.
Yeah, so this is what I did. We had a Dark Moon Fair for the World of Warcraft trading card game come through.
What did you just say?
There's a trading card game based on WoW.
Dark Moon
Dark Moon Fair. It's like a giant tournament, and then there's tournaments within the tournament that you can play in. You can play in the big, like that's today's big tournament, or you can play in the little tournaments, and you win prizes and iPods. There's money. There's all kinds of shit you can win for this. So me and the lady friend said, oh, yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be an excuse to take a vacation, and we'll have some fun during this little vacation. We'll get a hotel room. We'll have sex in somebody else's bed that we don't have to wash.
How far was this hotel from your home?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we go down there. We got the shit kicked out of us in this tournament. Dude's been playing for like 10-plus years. Just steamrolling all
this
of us.
This card game has existed for 10 years?
It's existed for 7.
And people aren't tired of it yet?
No, it's changed quite a bit in the years that it's been around.
Magic the Gathering is still around.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering has been going on for like 20-plus years.
Oh, yeah, the nerds were playing Magic the Gathering in high school.
And like, don't forget D&D. I mean, there's all kinds of nerd games.
I've never played D&D.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you think it would be fun to play D&D as a show one week?
Yes.
As a special show. Like, we'll record it and then play it during, like, a holiday that we're not going to be here.
Okay, so not as, like, a real show.
No, not as a real show. This is a... You're probably not going to listen to us anyway. Here's what we're putting up. Listen to it or don't.
Like if we have a show on Easter or something?
I think we're going to have a show on Easter. Why wouldn't we have a show on Easter?
Didn't Easter already pass?
Yeah.
Well, I was just using it as an example.
Yeah, like Christmas or...
Easter will never be on a Monday.
Yeah.
Will you be the dungeon master?
Yeah, I'll be the dungeon master, and I'll make voices. And,
that sounds incredible.
Let me hear one of your dungeon master voices.
Behold, it's Magmadon, the destroyer of anuses. He's going to come in and perforate your bowels. Use your +12 dildo and -8 to stamina lube to force it into his rectum. To make him shoot his fiery jizz all over the 12 kingdoms so you can take your crown.
So you went on vacation.
So I went on vacation.
To play this card game.
Yeah, it was pretty much uneventful. Other than I get into the big tournament.
Was it all adults?
Yeah.
Or did like parents drop off their children for the weekend and go, you know,
it was mostly dancing. Dudes around our age, around 25 to 35.
Were they all kind of looking like you?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that looked like you.
Yeah. There were some... it was either my size, like big 200-plus pound dudes, or dudes that were like way too fucking skinny. There was no medium.
So there was no drunk-sized people?
No, there were a few.
Do you still consider drunk medium?
Well, I guess at this table.
Yeah, he's medium here. Yeah, he would be medium there too
if he existed.
If he existed, yeah.
These fuckers.
Not a lot of chicks, but there was.
You're kidding.
There,
get out.
There were.
Holy shit! Really?
There were judges that were chicks.
Oh, okay.
There were
any chicks that went were immediately elevated. Like, oh, you're a female. You should be the judge.
Yeah, there
should
were
all bow down to you.
Yeah, there were female judges, female volunteers. They had female workers there that worked some of the tables where you can buy shit. There was all kinds of stuff there. There were women there, but mostly it was dudes playing. There was about 5 or 6 chicks that were actually playing. So not a lot of chicks. There were more female staff than female players at this tournament. Well, on Sunday... Everything's going good up until Sunday. On Sunday, we get into this tournament where you can get an iPod, and you can get iPod shuffles and like $500 in Apple
Those
cash.
Are attendance prizes, or that's if you win?
That's if you win. Oh. If you win, you get a bunch of Apple stuff.
So in this game, do you have to get special cards, or does everyone get the same deck?
No.
I mean, can you like buy a really great hand that you'll just beat everybody with?
Well, yeah, it's a trading card game. You buy the cards.
Oh, okay. So you don't automatically have all the same cards as everybody else?
It depends on the tournament. Sometimes in the tournament, you get what's called a sealed tournament, where you take packs of boosters, and you make a deck around those unopened packs, and you don't know what you're getting.
I'm not really sure why I'm asking follow-up questions about this story.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So
please.
I get into this booster draft, and there's... there's this guy in an eye patch, and he obviously sticks out from everybody because nobody else has an eye patch. So we get our little cards.
He takes his gaming very seriously.
Obviously very serious.
He lost his eye in a Diablo incident.
Exactly.
They call him number two.
So this guy, I'm sure he's a great dude, not in competitive play. However, in competitive play, I'm a new player. Haven't been playing that long. I make some mistakes.
Well, then what are you showing up at the tournament with the big boys, son?
Because I wanted to hang out and play WoW with my lady friend.
Sorry, keep going.
Your fiance.
Yeah, my almost wife.
Napier is wearing a ring, I would like to point out. Napier has an engagement ring on.
Yes. More or less.
Are you going to get another ring when you get married, or is that the same
ring? I intend to fill up all of my hands with rings. There's just going to be rings everywhere.
Like the king and I?
Are you going to get one of those that like has two fingers on it? I always thought those were really cool.
Yeah, it's going
to... Like the rapper rings from the 80s?
Yeah.
Just fill up your whole knuckle?
It's going to say deuce on it. It's a deuce ring.
If you could estimate how much time is left in this story.
Very little.
Okay.
Trust me, it gets more interesting. I'm just setting
up.
Sure,
oh, you're lining it all up.
Lining it all up for those who can stick around for a little
bit. Keep going,
buddy. So I make a few mistakes, and I don't play proper. I play out of order. There's an order to things, and you have to do certain things in a certain order. I didn't do that. He said, "Well, if you do that again, there's going to be trouble." And I said, "Oh, well, is that how you lost your eye?" No, I didn't actually say that. That'd be a dick.
I will point out that when we used to go to the casino, Napier would sit down and play blackjack, and people who play blackjack with Napier, like, you know, people who actually play blackjack, they would get up and leave because Napier would do the stupidest things you could do.
Oh, this one lady, this heavy set broad.
He's better for the video blackjack table.
Like, for instance, they dealt him an ace and a 10, so he had 11, and they said, you know, do you want to hit? And he goes, no, I'll stay. And they said, you realize there is not a card that I can give you that you could bust on. And he goes, that's okay, I'll stay. And, I mean, people were just, I mean, they were packing up their chips, and they were out.
I want to point out, every time I sat down at a blackjack table, I more than doubled my money playing the shitty way that I play.
You're a lucky son of a bitch. I used to rub you for good luck at the casinos.
All right. We're
I made you $500 on a nickel slot.
I know. We sat down at the nickel slot, and I got one of those fucking bonus games, and Napier kept picking right. I think that's the only reason that Napier's still alive. Because I don't think that Napier could have gotten this far without a great deal of luck.
Yeah.
So anyway, continue your story. So the guy had no eye. You said, is that how you didn't get an eye?
No, I didn't actually say that.
Oh, you didn't?
That was just the fiction.
But that was the punchline of the story.
That was the punchline of the story.
But it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Did this
this
hotel have a pool?
Yeah, it did.
Did you go swimming?
No, I didn't have my trunks.
On your vacation?
Nobody asked if you had trunks. We asked if you went swimming.
Well, no. Well, that's why I said, no, I didn't go swimming. I didn't bring my trunks with me.
Was it an indoor pool?
Yeah. It was a nice indoor pool. It wasn't a tiny one or anything. It was.
Did they have a jacuzzi?
Did
they have a sauna?
I don't think they had a
sauna. Did they give free towels?
It's a hotel. I guess they give you free towels.
Yes, there were free towels.
Yeah, there were free towels.
Boom.
Did you take the towels?
No. That's...
Why not? That's like the whole allure of the hotel.
Yeah. And they
that's
charge
you
for
to...
them.
That's why you go to hotels, so
but
you can get some new towels.
They charge you.
And soap.
They send you the towel bill. You can't just take a towel.
They'll charge your card and shit.
Yeah, that's why they get your card.
That's why you pay cash.
They don't take cash anymore. People kept stealing their fucking towels.
And then you take their pillows, their sheets, the towels, everything. Soaps.
Yeah,
shampoo.
Soaps.
The soaps we could have taken.
I still do the soaps.
The soaps smelled funny.
They were nasty.
Very low quality soaps.
Yes. Yeah, they smelled like citrus, like too much citrus. It smelled like you...
The soap?
Yeah,
smells better than that soap.
Yeah, it's like you took a lime, cut it in half, and then squeezed it under your armpits, and then, like... imitated a bird and kept just making the smell go everywhere.
Imitated a bird?
Yeah, you flap your arms like, ca-ca, ca-ca.
Like you do the chicken dance?
Yeah, you do the chicken.
To get the smell out?
Yeah, get the smell all around you. Just start flopping your arms. Just made this stench of citrus.
An update on the WFOD Fantasy Hollywood League. Napier's second round pick, the Evil Dead, had a pretty good weekend. Was it 28 million? $28 million weekend.
I don't think that's doing it for you, by the way.
That's a pretty impressive weekend, though. That's a second round pick.
But times
the Metacritic score.
58, which isn't great.
He's only really getting half of that.
Okay, what was your second round
pick? But that's just opening weekend. I mean, that's 2 days. He gets 2 weeks. Two solid full weeks.
I'm just saying.
And critics have time to review it. Maybe the critics that see it later will do it better.
Unlikely.
The user critics, the regular critics, they rated it high as fuck. They rated it almost into the 90s.
So maybe some of these critics are, going to go see it later.
Just saying. I think my second round pick will perform better.
I don't remember what was yours.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, me neither. I'll have to look it up.
Out of the second round, I think mine's going to do the best. It's the first round that is going to make or break people.
Look at the chat room, guys. We actually have people in our chat room. That's weird, right?
We're big time.
We're getting there.
We should start this, the profit sharing discussion.
You want to say hello to everybody?
Hello to drunk. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, Nancy. Hello, Mandy. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Anchor Babcock. And Mr. Producer, the boss man. What's up, everybody?
Paul,
did you like that?
Yeah, you did good. I like that.
Jesus.
Good job. So we are debuting.
So how long is this going to go for?
As long as it bothers you, I guess.
Yeah, it's,
as long as the people want it. I'll keep on doing it.
Hello, random viewer.
We are debuting the second Detective Napier crime stories tonight, which is pretty exciting. The lovely Dan Furna case, I don't know if that's a spoiler or not, but he provided the voice of...
Is he lovely?
Well, don't say who he voiced of. Let them figure it out on their own.
I think Dan would prefer...
Well, he was not the voice of Detective Napier. I will spoil that.
Yeah, I'm irreplaceable, damn it. I hope.
Mandy in the chat room, high character of drunk.
Oh, so funny. You guys.
Oh, I'm so glad drunk doesn't exist. It's so much better that way.
Yeah, it's cheaper on the payroll. I mean, we got less paperwork to keep track of.
So I had to make a new Twitter so that, no one could see all the porn stars I followed.
Why?
That's why I have the @drunkardstl
Drunk
Twitter.
Does follow a fuckload of porn. He follows, every he just goes through and finds hot broads and follows all of them.
Something wrong with that?
Not unless they're showing you vag pictures. Yeah. You got any good vag photos?
Yeah, every now and again.
See? That's worth it right there.
But we're going to legitimize you. Just wait. You see all the people that are going to follow you and start tweeting you up saying, hey, consider me for...
Yeah, I'm almost up to 200.
Woo. No, that's all about to change. You're going to be the most feared man in podcasting.
Yeah.
Let's just do that now. I'm tired of thinking about it. Let's talk about the Dorktown podcast.
I thought we were going to wait till after the break.
We could go to break.
I want to get it over with.
We should tease him.
Did you like the Dorktown podcast?
It was okay. They had a segment at the beginning where some old man went up to the broad on that show and was, making titty squeezing motions. And that little bit was funny.
Was this a video podcast?
No. They were just describing it on air. And they had some other funny parts about it. It was okay.
So would you recommend this podcast to a friend?
Well, the disclaimer at the beginning was much like yours a couple weeks ago. Whereas they said the show was crap, so I kind of expected it to be crap.
Okay, and the other
But the one that you said was crap for us was hilarious. Theirs was still crap.
The other one was the Route 21 podcast.
Yes. Now that was like a two-part podcast. And the first part of it was pretty funny. But the second part, all they did was talk about comic books.
You were not a fan?
You don't like comic books?
Well, no, I'm not the biggest fan of comic books.
Okay, so I guess, is there anything that you want to say about these two shows before you give us your final verdict on who moves on? Do you have notes? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, kind of.
You took notes? This is great. This is just great.
Gotta go through here. Hold on a second.
You don't remember which one you picked? Oh, no, you're thinking of things that you have to say? This segment is going great, by the way.
That's why I said
I'm
do it after
the
break.
We have another 16 weeks of the first round of this. You'll get better, right?
That's why I said do it after the break so I can actually look at my notes.
Okay.
Then.
No, we will do it after the break.
No, fuck it. Winner is Dorktown. Boom.
Dorktown moves on?
Yeah. I decided I'd rather give them a second chance than the Route 21 boys.
So what was the Route 21?
You did say that the Route 21 podcast did make you laugh several times.
It did.
However,
the Dorktown podcast sounded like it had more potential.
More potential.
So you're looking for people to move on.
Well, I mean, I am going to have to listen to this again.
You go, folks. Fear Drunkard STL on the Twitters because he's taking names. Dorktown moves on to the second round, and they will go. Do you want to announce who the next two will be?
Do I have to go? Can I go to the other side of the bracket now? Or?
Yeah, you want the same one on the other side?
Let me see what we got here.
Are we in this competition?
Napier, pick two podcasts that are bracketed together for Drunk to
Do
next week.
How about let's do number 11 over here?
Okay, Nerdgasm versus Dead Man Talking.
Nerdgasm versus Dead Man Talking. There you go, Drunk. There you go. Nerdgasm, a show on RadioFubar.com.
Yeah.
Versus Dead Men Talking, a show on
the
Wicked Radio Network.
Are they both on Stitcher?
They are both on Stitcher. Good. There's only one show on this entire thing not on Stitcher.
Oh, that one might lose because I don't want to have to download iTunes for it.
Yeah. So
you can probably get it on like Podbean or something. They'll have something.
We will be back in. This is a little bit longer break because we do have a Detective Napier in here. So we will see you guys in like 10 minutes, and we love you.
Enjoy, fuckers.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed, and the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
It took some time for my eyes to adjust to the darkness of the room. My captors had bound my hands above my head, forcing my wrists to support all of my weight, as I was just out of reach to comfortably stand. I could hear them faintly arguing in the distance, but I couldn't make out their bodies. What appeared to be a random set of limbs bounced as the voices pleaded their case. Either this argument was over my fate, or I had been written off and they moved on to sports or politics or butt-fucking. I could tell the space we were occupying was large, just by the way the air felt, the echoes bouncing around the room as feet were shuffled around and water circulated through the pipes. From a window near me, I could tell it was night. Probably missed the X Factor. Missing the X Factor pisses me off. I tried to free my arms, contorting them in different ways to loosen the ropes, but I was hopelessly trapped. With the possibility of escaping ruled out, I decided my only option was to make it known that I had regained consciousness and to get this over with. Whatever this was.
Napier, a private dick without decency. Fighting crime and obesity. So you'd better watch out. Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible. And the world needs him now. Crime Stories.
Farty poop fart!
I called out to signal I was awake and ready to talk. The arguing stopped. The figure slowly got larger as they approached. One held back, just out of view as the other stepped into the moonlight. I could instantly see that this man was powdery. His face and hands, all that was visible beyond his dark clothing and tactical boots, were a bright white, and his shoulders were dusted with whatever had shaken loose from his bald, dusty melon.
Hello, Detective Napier. It's nice to finally meet you. I've been an admirer of yours for quite some time.
Glad to hear it. I'd shake your hand, but someone has them tied.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that. I figured it would be easier to rape you that way.
Rape me?
You see, Detective Napier, I was born both a powdery guy and a homosexual. For years, I seduced young, handsome men only to be denied sex due to my condition. The powder makes the lube all gloopy like cookie dough, they say. Maybe you should just blow me, they say. I've never experienced the joy of a man's ass and felt I never would. Until I saw you. I knew you had to be the one. You're the bear that's going to take my unlubed, powdery dick.
So Jesse was killed to set a trap?
Collateral damage.
You'll never get away with this.
I'll probably be a little sore, but I don't think you or anyone can stop me.
Will Detective Napier's ass be penetrated? Will his DVR record the X Factor? Do you think Stitch from that Disney movie Lilo and Stitch was modeled after a koala? He kind of looks like a koala. Find out next time on Detective Napier Crime Stories.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Out of practice.
And we can see one of the challengers from next week has joined the chat room. Hello.
Drunk does accept bribes, I've been told. What?
I will take them via PayPal.
What are you doing?
My microphone apparently fell and turned itself on.
Oh.
I bet that sounds really good.
Yeah,
I bet it sounds great.
Probably sounds real shit.
So, Target, I'm sure a lot of people have been doing this story this week, but Target had a dress that they were offering in heather gray. However, a different company did the plus sizes. And so in small through XL, it was called heather gray. And in 2X and 3X, it was called manatee gray, which apparently is a real color that companies manufacture. However, it was seen as insensitive that the plus sizes were called something different. And that it was something that describes a large, fat sea cow. So Target has also discontinued the use of Jigaboo Brown. and lighten the loafers pink.
That is awesome. Did the graphic design people, when they were putting this ad together, did they not like notice that and nobody said anything?
Was it in an ad, or did somebody just look at the tag or something?
They would have to have. I mean, they just don't buy things willy-nilly, right? You don't just purchase random shit and then put it on their shelves. You'd think that would be the case.
The other fun story I had, I emailed that to you guys. Did any of you open the email?
The one about the field of dildos?
Did I send you an email about a field of dildos?
Well, I just read the title, and it was kind of cut off after the D, so it said, like, billionaire invests into something full of D, and I was
it's
a dildo field.
You didn't open it.
No,
I just saw the subject.
I did, but I thought it was about a dildo field.
Yeah, a billionaire has ordered 200 animatronic dinosaurs to make two parks, like Jurassic Parks, only they're going to be animatronic dinosaurs. So they'll probably do like one motion over and over again, and it'll probably get really boring after about walking around for 5 minutes. Be like, oh, that one bends at the knees and roars. Oh, that one turns its head left.
Can we talk about the hunk of shit that is Jurassic Park in 3D?
Oh, come on. I gotta go see it.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah.
Are you going to pay $12 to see a movie that came out in 1993? Really?
That they updated in 3D?
Yeah.
And in between 1993 and 1996, yeah,
I don't give a shit about 3D.
Right, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a shit. I mean,
if I want to see fucking Jurassic Park, I'll turn on HBO on every single Sunday afternoon, and I can watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park's on a lot.
Right.
Well, I'm sure.
And it's a classic.
It is a classic.
So,
but Orlando Studios makes billions doing the same thing.
You could just buy
it. But I'm saying they have a Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios. And it's fun. You ride around on the little boat and the dinosaurs come out. Rawr. But I mean, like, to make a day of that, to just walk around and see another mechanical dinosaur go rawr and be like, oh, okay, it went rawr.
It's one of those places that companies invent to torture parents.
I mean, the St. Louis Science Center, you go to the St. Louis Science Center and they have that one dinosaur in the middle that does the same thing over and over again. And that's fun to look at for a couple of seconds, but then you go do something else.
Well, you could look at different dinosaurs doing that. Or you could watch them mate. Or you know, piss.
The only thing left to do is to make real dinosaurs. That's the only way it's going to be fun.
Apparently they can't.
They should.
Well, they can't.
They're bringing back saber-toothed tigers.
Well, not today.
Soon. They got the DNA. Too. They're making the woolly mammoths and the saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
they're going to unleash them on society.
I don't think they're going to unleash them.
What do you mean they're not going to unleash them?
I think they're going to hang out in like a zoo.
Bullshit. You let them loose.
Where would they put them?
Survival of the fittest, baby.
Where are you going to put a woolly mammoth?
What do you mean, where are you going to put them? Middle of New York. Drop them off. Say, all right, have fun, buddy.
What if it dies? That's a lot of money to spend on something that's just going to get hit by a car.
You just want to experiment to see how it goes, like, in the world, right?
Yeah.
What's the point of bringing them back if you're just going to put them in a zoo in an enclosed thing? No, you got
to
give them a second chance to be free.
No, the people will pay to see it, and then you make your money. Nah. They're not doing this for free. Not doing this so, you know, they can impress people with their dinosaurs.
Why do I need to see a saber-toothed tiger?
Why do you not need to see one?
I don't need to see that.
Yeah, but people want to.
I saw Dennis Leary do the voice of one. That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Yeah, but I mean, that was, you know, a certain artistic style.
Are they going to
see a real one?
Are they going to give this new saber-toothed tiger the ability to speak like Dennis Leary?
That would be
awesome
if they could.
It's going to be fucking boring. It's just going to stand there. You know what the lions do at the zoo? They just lay there. They don't do shit. You want to be impressed with a goddamn animal, you set them loose in New York. See how it does.
Didn't they already do that one?
If they made a Godzilla and they just, like, strapped it down and it just sat there and was all like Godzilla and just didn't do shit, it wouldn't be impressive. It wouldn't be scary. It'd be like, oh, let's look at this big thing just sitting there. It's fucking boring.
People will pay to see it.
You put fucking Godzilla in New York, and suddenly it's interesting.
Yeah, but nobody's going to pay to see that.
What do you mean they're not going to pay to see that? They're going to pay to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay you to watch it.
You
and
fucking
got to pay for everybody's buildings.
You fucking put a saber-toothed tiger, you put a whole fuckload of saber-toothed tigers in New York, and then you pay to get out of New York. That's how you make your money.
But why would they pay you when they could just leave?
No. No. You close the bridges.
So you have to pay to get out? New York's got guns. They can just shoot the tigers. I mean, not really gonna have to do too much work on the tigers.
But these are animatronic tigers, right?
No, they're real.
Real tigers.
Napier has gun talk.
He likes guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about him.
So Mike showed me this video on Vice about a dude who is making his 3D printed AR-15 receivers, and I don't see what the controversy is. I honestly don't understand what is so weird about this dude making receivers with a printer.
He's making plastic ones and trying to test it out, and then he's going to move on to making an entire gun.
Yeah, but people have been making plastic AR-15 receivers for years.
So that you can download a gun on the internet.
Yeah, but that's just making your own gun. You can do that now. There's no law against it. You can just make it.
If you have the know-how.
Yeah, and
the wherewithal.
And a CNC machine.
A certain gumption.
I wouldn't do it with a Dremel, but I'm sure you could get the work done with a Dremel.
To make your own gun?
Yeah, people have made it out of blocks of wood. You can take a block of wood and make your own receiver out of it.
A wood gun?
Yeah, a wood AR-15 receiver. People have made them. A dude made one out of an old kitchen cutting board. I'm just saying, I'm not impressed. I'm sure he's working hard to do it. But yeah, other people have...
But he could just buy one. So like, what's the big deal, right?
He's trying to make a point that gun control won't work like they thought it would. You can't, like he said, you can't regulate a box and some springs inside the box. It doesn't work like that.
They can regulate a plant. They can sure as hell regulate a box with springs inside it.
Yeah, and look how many people smoke pot.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job no, of regulating it. I'm just saying, you know, they can regulate it.
Yeah, they can, but I mean, they've spent billions on it, and I'm pretty sure most people in this country can go get some pot in 30 minutes.
Mike, could you get pot in 30 minutes?
Probably.
I call shenanigans because I smoke a lot of pot, and oftentimes it takes more than 30
minutes.
Well,
I'd probably just call you, I guess.
Right, and it's going to take me a day or two.
Oh. Yeah, or, you know,
well, then no.
Some of the other people we know that smoke pot, we could always call them, too.
That's yeah, true. It's all about networking, right?
It is. That's really what it's about.
I mean, if you have no friends, then probably not.
You can get pot on the internet.
I heard that's not very secure.
It really depends on the quality of pot you want to.
Right.
Well, what if you're not too up on it? You probably get ripped off, right?
You just go down to North City and someone...
Say, look, guys, I don't want to get ripped off here. I don't know what the going rate is for pot, and I don't know what good pot
There's
is.
There's a website
but
that has that,
I'm
too.
Trusting you as a reputable drug dealer to give me a fair shake on this.
Well, you
I
can
just
actually,
want to sample it. I want to give it a try. I could be a repeat customer.
If you go to normal.org, there is a link to a marijuana price map. That way, you know, no matter where you are in the country, you can make sure not to get ripped off. Because they'll
so you
tell
know
you
what the going rate is?
Right, they'll tell you, you know, in
is
St.
There
Louis.
Is one of those for prostitutes?
No, I think those are, you know, kind of choose your own adventure type deal.
I mean, like, what even is the price of, I mean, like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, like, what am I looking at? What do you think the...
Well, you could go to, like, any inner city streetwalker and get your bottom barrel price.
But I wouldn't even know what a good price or a bad price would be.
Well, that's why
it's $20 for a blowjob a good price or a bad price?
I mean, it seems fair.
Right. It seems reasonable.
It seems very reasonable.
That's like a meal at Chili's and a movie ticket. You know? They're half of it.
Yeah. Wait. They have... Who has pot at Denny's and Waffle House?
Oh, all the employees.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Or Pizza Hut. Really, you can go to any restaurant and one of the employees smokes pot.
No, yeah. Dan, if you live in a rural area, you just go to any restaurant and you ask the wait staff or the Mexicans in the kitchen.
Yeah, just find the dirtiest dude in the back.
See, the problem with Dan is Dan lives in like a town of like 20 people, so if he asks the wrong person, then they'll tell his mom.
That's true.
Because everybody knows everybody.
It's mota. ¿Tienes mota? That's how you ask to see if they have any weed.
And you'll probably get a... If they don't have it, they'll tell you where you can get it. They don't care. They'll set you right.
So $20 is a great price for a blowjob if it's not a great blowjob.
See, I always thought the prostitute prices really depend on their looks.
But you would think. So it would just depend on how low you want to go.
Like if she's like...
I mean, like, I would think if you're in the market to pay someone to blow you, you're probably in a pretty rough spot to begin with. But at the same time, if you don't have a wife or a girlfriend, you probably have some disposable income.
Right, you have lots of extra money. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't think I could pay someone $50 for a blowjob, even if they were super, super hot. Because, like, in the end, it's, like, not that much work.
It's, like, $50 or just jack off.
Yeah. I mean, right.
Yeah.
The job's getting done.
But $20, I mean, I could part with $20.
Right.
And probably be just fine.
I don't know. But look at, like, the Nevada brothels.
Anal always costs more. I don't know why.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because that's a bummer, right?
I mean, is it?
I mean, it would be, wouldn't it?
Maybe they dig that. It leaves their other parts.
Well, then they would charge less. Or is it like the taboo? It's you're willing to do it, but they're going to pay for it.
Well,
what's the bottom barrel price for anal? Are you talking like $40?
I don't know. I asked the question.
Well, I know. I'm throwing it out there. We're bantering, you know.
Well, what would be? Take vaginal sex, add 20% to it.
See, 20% seems unrealistic. 20% seems like a very low markup.
Well, it might just be 20% better.
Like, I'm thinking anal is at least double the price of vaginal.
Who would go for that?
That's because you're a dude. I mean, chick might be like, oh, well, then 20%.
They're already down there anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like you can... Yeah.
I was thinking it was like a 20, 40... 80 situation.
The Daily Mail had an article about a male stripper. He was a last-minute replacement for...
Oh, I saw that.
For a guy named Fabio. Fabio was the main attraction.
Did I retweet that?
He, like, called in sick or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Mr. Anchor A. Babcock is fucking brilliant. It's a supply and demand issue. I mean, really, we got to break this down to basic economics. Anal costs more because of supply and demand.
Oh, okay. So wives won't do it. You still want to stick your dick in a pooper.
So it costs more.
So it costs more.
Right.
Because, you know, it's...
That's why hand jobs are so cheap.
They have what you want. Yeah. Huh. Fucking Anchor with the... That's a good point.
He's a brilliant
man. He must be like an economics major,
right?
Or something.
He's been to school. He's educated. He's educated. That's for goddamn sure.
He at least took a class over the summer.
So anyway, Fabio called in sick, and so they got this other guy at the last minute to fill in. Well, he gets up on the stage, and he starts shaking his you know donger at him. He was dressed up like a fireman. And he starts shaking his junk at the ladies, and they started booing and heckling him because he wasn't up to their standard of male stripper. So he jumped off the stage and started punching broads. Which, if you're trying to win over a crowd, that's not the best way to go about it.
Do you think he got like extra tips out of punching them?
I don't know, but the article that I read was basically just outlining how he was not going to be charged. I guess they must have been really vicious because he was
they
somehow.
Said, they said, "What, man? Oh man, I'd have punched him too. You're free to go."
He was somehow justified in jumping off the stage and punching women.
See, Alabama Kiss, like I told you.
Refresh me on Alabama Kiss.
Alabama Kiss is a man who has finally, like, had it up to here with lady with broads being, being bitches and not being able to slap them. So what Alabama Kiss does, he goes out as a superhero called Alabama Kiss, and he sees a broad getting mouthy at her man friend. He takes off his belt, pops him right in the mouth. Just runs off.
He's
into
like
the
a
distance.
White trash Pootie Tang.
Yeah, he's like a white trash Pootie Tang.
That was Pootie Tang, wasn't it? Right. It was the same thing.
Right.
And that's what he does. He goes from town to town, smacking broads in the lips with a belt, and then running away. And that's what happened here. Alabama Kiss has made his first appearance
as a male stripper.
As a male stripper. His origins are a mystery to everybody, but each time. He gets let go, and you can never tie down the Alabama Kiss.
There's a distributor setting up shop at the Coachella Music Festival and offering women a cooler that can only be opened using your fingerprint to cut down on the amount of people, I guess, tampering with ladies' drinks and stuff.
Well, I'm not going to Coachella.
Yeah, though. No shit. I mean, the day...
Cancel my fucking plans.
The day you can't go to Coachella and roofie a couple broads. I mean, what's going on with America?
Right, this is fucking... We're capitalists, goddammit.
You know, the argument could be made after so many years of this product being on the market that if they get roofied and they're found in a hotel room all raped and stuff, you know, maybe... Maybe they had a plan for it.
I mean, they should announce that ahead of time, that they're offering that. Because that would be a major deterrent to a lot of people as to whether or not they're going to go to this music festival. I mean, I think it's like a whole weekend of shows. I mean, you're going to go there, you're going to get dirty, nobody's going to be showering. You're bound to find some passed out broads somewhere.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, the real challenge then is just to get the initial roofie in an already open container. And then once she's passed out, you can use her finger to get the rest of her little girlfriends, you know?
Oh, that's a good plan. Trojan horse it.
You got to think around these things.
I have an uncle that's been roofied before.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Well, your nickname is Drunk. Is his nickname Roofie?
No.
Rufus?
So is there a story to this, or just...
Is that,
well, that's he was at a bar, and my aunt was like, this drink tastes salty. And so my uncle was like, fuck it, I'll drink it. Slammed it. No more drinks the rest of the night. Assed out on the ground. Middle of the bar.
Dude, I would have just let my wife drink it. Just be like, you'll get roofied. Now that I know about it, we'll just take you home.
Do you think the guy got upset that did it?
Oh, I would assume so.
He's like, fuck.
How much money does a roofie cost? It's perfectly good money right down the drain, ain't it?
Even if it costs $5.
Are roofies expensive?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you just wasted $5.
Somebody
on
I bet the
find
price
the
of
cost
roofies.
Of pot, roofies, and prostitutes.
I bet there's some sort of correlation between the price of roofies and the price of prostitutes, right? There's got to be a relationship there.
So you roofie a broad and fuck her while she's passed out, as opposed to getting a willing participant that you're just paying for.
Right, so the prostitute's got to be at least cheaper than roofies, right? Or else the whole market crashes.
No, I think the roofie market goes up when the prostitutes go through. Like, well, I can't pay for a willing broad.
You say, all right, baby, how much for a blowjob? She says, $20. She say, fuck that! A roofie's $5!
I ain't got a roofie for $5, bitch.
Fuck that shit. A beer and a roofie is like $7.
You should be ashamed of yourself for even having those thoughts, Paul.
I bring the rape element to the show.
Oh,
yeah, that's per usual.
Yeah, you'll never see the roofie index on the Wall Street Journal. You got to go to certain places.
When the prostitutes go on strike, the price of roofies skyrockets.
Oh. The,
Wouldn't it be awesome if you could find that on the Wall Street Journal? Here's how much it costs for untainted Tang. Here's what it costs to get a sloppy blowjob in a minivan.
He's trying to have a smooth transition. He just can't stop laughing.
No. Shenanigans.
Oh, God.
And so this roofie talk was brought to you by RadioFubar.com.
Oh. So now that we're done with rape, can we talk about the Cookie Monster sideswiping a 2-year-old?
Yeah. You read that. The Cookie Monster in Times Square. If you go to Times Square, from what I understand, it's the same as when you go to Hollywood Boulevard. There's a bunch of people dressed up like things, movie stars.
Spider-Man
and Batman. And in Times Square, they have a Cookie Monster and an Elmo. And every now and then, you see these stories all the time about them being inappropriate. And so the other day, fucking... Cookie Monster took a picture with a 2-year-old, and when the parents didn't tip him, he kicked the kid over, as if to say, well, if you're not going to tip me, then your 2-year-old does not deserve to stand. And I guess, are these homeless people? Are these, like, really smart homeless people that have, instead of holding up a sign that says, you know, we'll work for food or you know, spare some change, they save up to where they can afford a Cookie Monster costume and go out and...
I think they make it their job. Like, they acquire a costume that nobody else is doing.
But, are these people that then go home at night to an apartment?
Yeah.
Probably a shitty...
That
studio.
Seems like a pretty cool job.
Yeah, like, that's
you
their...
just go out on the street dressed up as Cookie Monster?
I think my next paycheck, I'm going to invest in some sort of costume.
Well, I remember when... Our friend Chris, he likes to... climb mountains. He always wants to go west and climb mountains. And whenever we go out there, he has to kind of bribe most of us to go there with something other than climbing a mountain. Like, we're going to climb a mountain on the way to something.
In the way to fucking prostitutes.
And so he said, hey, Mike, you go on this trip with us. You know, we're going to climb a mountain, sure, but then we're going to go to, you know, Los Angeles and hang out on the beach and stuff. And I was like, that sounds fun. I'll get in a car and go with you if that's what you're going to do. I don't want to climb mountains. I'm a fat guy. But I'll go sit on a beach. That sounds fun. So one of the days we were there, we were walking around on Hollywood Boulevard, and I see the fucking Cat in the Hat walking around. I'm like, fuck yeah, Cat in the Hat. Cool.
Was it like a full, like, felt costume or like a Mike Myers kind of thing that they had?
Yeah, it was like a Mike Myers. I think it was... pretty close to around the time that came out.
Okay.
So he was dressed up like Cat in the Hat from, yeah, it wasn't
from
a
the Mike Myers movie,
yeah.
Not the, yeah.
So you could see his face. He had painted his face. He put a lot of time into this. I was not aware this was a hobo that wanted us to pay him to take pictures of him. So I see fucking Cat in the Hat, and I take a picture of him. Because, I mean, how often do you see fucking Cat in the Hat walking around outside? So I just take a picture of the fucking Cat in the Hat. And he sees me take a picture of him. Motherfucker starts chasing me. He starts chasing me going, hey, man, you gotta pay for that picture? You gotta pay for that picture? And so, like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, why is Cat in the Hat chasing after me? And so me and my friends are, like, running away from this dude. And he's, like, full-out sprint fucking chasing us down the street.
Well, he broke character.
He did.
I would not pay him either.
Yeah, you cannot break character in those.
Well, I don't think they play characters at all. I think they're just... they're just dudes dressed up like things, and they'll talk. They don't.
Well, if they're on a public fucking street.
Yeah, if you're out in public,
fuck
somebody.
You, I'll take a picture.
Is that a law? If you're on a public street, you have to stay in character?
No.
Yes. Yes, you cannot say anything.
Look,
other than
buddy,
cookie,
if you leave
cookie,
your house
cookie.
Dressed as a Cat in the Hat, you got to be the Cat in the Hat all day.
Unless you take the hat off. The head off.
Yeah, you have to. You have That's to incomplete your costume.
So, and do you change every day? Do you go with something different, or are you just that?
It depends.
And do you have to register so that two people don't show up as the same thing?
I'm sure there's a
meeting.
Because
if there's two Batmans that show up,
many
that would be unfortunate.
Many have died that way. Two hobos show up, both wearing the Batman suit. Someone dies.
Say, hey, fuck you. That's my gig. I'm Batman. Yeah, I mean, do you go there and you kind of scout out what's there?
I'm sure people do. I mean, what's not there on Thursday? Oh, well, Batman's not there on Thursday. Looks like I'm Thursday Batman.
What would you go as, Michael?
I would think that Batman would probably be a good one to go as. I mean, you got to think of what would work. Maybe Spider-Man what would work for, you know, a mass audience. I wouldn't think that a ton of people would want their picture taken with the Cat in the Hat. Who gives a shit about the Cat in the Hat? That's a poor choice.
Well, now the Cat in the Hat.
How about Dirk Diggler?
Could always go as Joe Dirt. I mean, people love that movie. They'll get their picture taken with Joe Dirt.
There's probably dudes that look like Joe Dirt there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of the appeal. You get to go there, see like five different versions of Joe Dirt.
How about one of the Teletubbies?
Oh, you can be Tinky Winky.
Yes.
Napier, you would be a good Silent Bob.
I think I would be too, but I would have to find, I'd have to find my Jay. I mean, you can't just have Silent Bob there.
I mean, you could find Jay, you know, naturally. Just go out and be Silent Bob, and Jay will come.
Yeah, you know, like a 45 to 50 year old blonde lady that's really skinny. Just have her come out there. Be
you gotta Jay. Make sure she's talking shit the whole time.
If you build it, he will come.
Oh yeah, and the monkey. Got to get the monkey from the movie. At least a plush monkey.
The only other thing I have is the Rutgers athletic director. He got a severance package when he left his job. He was not the coach that was throwing balls at all the players and calling them names and yelling at them stuff.
He was the guy that didn't fire that guy.
He was the guy that didn't fire the guy. And his severance package was actually quite impressive. He was given like a car allowance for a year. It was over $1 million, like $1.2 million, which he's able to keep. Even if he finds another job, and an iPad.
Sweet. Thanks for the
two
iPad.
2 mil and an iPad? Done.
See, that's the kind of job you got to get. You got to get the kind of job where
when
they bring you in
you.
To fire you, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What
Before
do I
you're
this?
Allowed to fire me, this is what I'm going to require. You're going to pay for my car for a year. You're going to give me $1.2 million. You're going to pay me to not work here anymore. And I'll accept it if you throw in an iPad. I mean, if you throw that in, I'll consider letting you fire me.
I think all of those are shenanigans. I think that any golden parachute like that should be made illegal. That way, the company doesn't keep paying for it, because the assholes that make those agreements, that's not their money.
The former CEO of EA just got like a crazy... That he got fired too because of SimCity being shit.
Yeah,
he was the guy that they threw out to say, "Look, we fixed the problem."
Yeah, but of course, like he still makes $6 million a year over the next 5 years, and he gets all these stock options, and they're gonna keep feeding his retirement account as if he was still currently employed. And like, did you really fire him then? Like, or did you just say,
"You told him to go on a 6 year vacation"?
Yes, take a 6 year vacation, bro. Enjoy.
Enjoy like, all of the money that you're getting out of our pension funds and everything else.
Fuck, you mean I don't have to come to work every day? What am I going to do with my time?
Obviously, you can...
Not play SimCity. That's because the servers are down. So
you can just listen to the wheelbarrow full of dicks all day.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I like how he slid that in.
You see how he did that?
It's natural. It's organic.
We probably shouldn't advertise on our own show, though, because people are already listening to it. Should advertise on
our own. I'm just talking about that guy from EA Sports. That's what he could do.
So do you remember what your assignment is for this week?
Yeah, I gotta listen to Nerdgasm and Dead Man Walking.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like you gotta. Say it like you're going to have the privilege of listening to these two fine programs.
This is probably the first round matchup that I am most interested in seeing. It's a battle of epic proportions. Yeah. Probably the greatest podcast challenge.
There's some
ever.
There's some good matchups in here. Should I give out some of the matchups?
Some of the quality ones, like.
Let's see. What are some of the good ones? You know, it just happened naturally, but Epic PodQuest and The Half Scoop, they actually kind of have like a rivalry already. And I didn't do it on purpose. What I did is I went down my Stitcher list and then back up it, so that like, you know, the ones that I listen to regularly are against ones that like are on my Stitcher list but I don't listen to as often.
So like a seeding process.
Yeah, kind of a seeding process. Let's see who else is on here that's good. The Chicken Dick versus 4 Hours of Power. That's two Radio FUBAR shows. That'll be interesting.
No way we can get out of
Does
that.
Does he have to listen to all 4 hours?
He has to listen to... oh, no, 4 hours of power is only an hour now.
Oh.
How does that fucking make sense? Answer me that.
Yeah.
How can you call your show 4 hours of power if it's only an hour?
Well, why does Motel 6 cost more than $6?
Or Net Zero.
Or Net Zero costs more than zero.
You
can't name your shit after some finite number that you know is going to change. God damn it, people.
Mr. Producer versus the Brit and the American... Uniformed Opinions versus the Hanging Outcast.
Ooh.
Unfit for FM versus Not Safe for Water Coolers. I'm interested in that.
I like that one. That one's
I'm interested in that one. That one will be
exciting. Do you listen to these shows, Paul?
Fuck no.
Dan Furnicus wants to know if Yumsky is on the...
No. I didn't include the shows that are on the night with us because I thought that you'd be biased.
There's not a bias bone in my body.
The side project is not on the list because we listen to the side project every week. They're on before us. So they're not included.
But yet you put the Furnicast on the list, even though they're special guests of ours frequently.
Should yeah, I? but we don't listen to them.
You don't listen to them.
I listen to them occasionally. On occasion. They're pretty funny.
They're fucking hilarious.
You're supposed to say you don't listen to them. That way you're not biased.
Well, and look, I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other.
But they're probably early favorites.
But one of the members of Unfit for FM is in our chat room tonight. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. That and if you listen to the show they're up against, they talked shit about us this week. So I'm not
Ooh, drama.
Not trying to.
So should we change it up and have that be our next?
Not trying to sway you at all. Not trying to sway you at all. However,
Which matchup is this again?
Unfit for FM versus Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Should we make that this week's matchup instead?
No. We've already chosen this.
So we can hear them
drunk,
talk
you are
shit?
An impartial judge. You will listen to these shows, and you will judge them based on their quality and their humor, not on... whether I like them.
And this is
can
really
there be a bang factor as well? Like how much you'd want to bang them?
And I'm also throwing out there again, I have nothing to do with this. I'm clear of this. This is all drunk because I made the mistake one time of saying something bad about another show. And I've been paying for that for like 9 months. And we bring it up every couple of weeks. I didn't do shit. I have no beef with any podcasts. I'm just going to do my stupid show, and you can do your stupid show. And we don't have to talk about it. We don't have to tell the story. There is no story.
Well, now it sounds like there's a story.
No, there's no story. There's no beef.
Yeah, the Mark Bland.
I have no beef with anyone. Who even says beef? Who says they have beef?
Bro, do you even lift?
Look. I have nothing to do with this. This is going to be a fun thing where drunk's going to listen to shows. So when the week comes, when drunk listens to the show that I'm talking about, I have nothing to do with it.
And just to be clear, this is your last podcast as of Friday every week. Because this is the day I listen to these shows.
You listen to them on Friday.
I listen to them on Friday.
So the shows that are on here from last week are the ones...
I listen to on Friday.
Yeah, so the new ones that... Yeah.
The ones they posted today, didn't listen to them.
All right. So, just throwing that out there. Now I got to talk about it, don't I?
Oh, well, yeah, now everybody wants to hear about it.
Save it
for what?
No tease, no next week tease, just give it to us. Give it to us now, hot and heavy.
We got 13 minutes, okay? We got 13 minutes, let's do this. Knock it out.
We were doing this we were doing the show, this was soon after fucking, we started on Radio FUBAR, and my Twitter account got closed down, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and so I started a second one. So in regaining followers and stuff, I followed a fuckload of other podcasts, which If you want listeners for your podcast, you talk to other podcasts, because the only people that listen to podcasts are people who do podcasts. I'm convinced
of
that.
It's a big market.
I'm convinced of that. The only people that listen to podcasts are people who do podcasts. So in doing so, I fucking followed this dude from this other show, and he listened to it, and he sent me a message that said, "Hey, man, our shows are a lot alike." And so the next week...
Do you want to name the show?
I really, really don't think whatever show this... I don't think that's true.
Well...
Was it?
So the next week...
Will you write down the name of the show?
I went on the show... I went on the show, and I fucking blasted this dude. And I fucking... I felt really bad about it, because he sent me a message. He said, "Hey, I know you were talking about us. No hard feelings." I felt terrible that he knew I was talking shit about him. Because, like, I think that if you do this, you're kind of putting yourself out there a little bit. And I think that it's kind of ballsy. And I mean, like, in a way, I kind of respect people that do this. Just because, I mean, like, we're not doing it for any other reason than to try to entertain people. And so, like, I felt really bad that I shit on this guy. I mean, like, I shit on people all the time, but this guy knew I shit on him, and I felt terrible. I felt really bad about it.
Was it like the time you kicked out that little guy from your house?
So I fucking apologized to this guy profusely. I apologized to him. I listened to another episode of his show. I said, "Hey, man, I listened to another one of your shows, and I thought it was better than the one I listened to before. I must have just listened to an off episode." So I apologized. I let him do the first 5 minutes of our show calling me an asshole. I said, "Send us a thing that we can play at the beginning of the show, calling me an asshole. You know, get your, you know, get your revenge on my show." So he did it. He sent us a bumper. We played it. So that was the end of it. That was it. That was it.
Well, if that was it, we wouldn't be talking about it.
But, like, the dude wouldn't let it go. He just kept going and kept going and kept going. And, you know, talking about our beef, and he goes on other shows and talks about how he has beef with us. He goes on his show and talks about his beef. He sends us Twitter shit talking about our beef. And I was ignoring him. I wasn't paying any attention to him. I was trying to just let it go. I was like, "I'm not going to fuck with this guy. I don't want to have Twitter beef. I don't want to have podcast beef. I just want to do my stupid show." So... as he keeps getting more and more bold, trying to find ways to get my attention, he decides, right after I had said the thing about iTunes reviews and how I was going to send people T-shirts for iTunes reviews, the next morning, he changed his 5-star iTunes review to a 1-star iTunes review. I guess because he knew I'd be checking it, and he wanted me to see it and say, "Oh, he got me."
Which you did. Which I believe the next episode of the podcast, you're like, "Yeah, so now we went down on the number of 5-star ratings."
No, so I messaged him. I'm like, "All right, obviously you want my attention. What's up?" And we squashed our beef via direct message.
Technically, didn't you squash his beef? Because you didn't really have one.
I never had a beef with this guy. I said the one thing. I felt shitty about it. I apologized. That's it. That's the only time this fellow has crossed my mind. It really is. And so I thought, okay, I took the bull by the horns and I told this guy, "Hey, man, I have no beef with you. Let's chill the fuck out." And so that's it, right?
Yeah.
But it's not it. It just keeps going. It keeps going. It just starts this passive-aggressive chain over and over again where... I mean, like, now we're being mentioned on their show again, and fuck you, we have beef. And I get Twitter messages, "Fuck you, we have beef." And he sends me a direct message the other day. He's like, "Hey, man, do you want to come on our show and tell the whole story?" But, like, what's the story, man? What's the story? We have no beef. I said one shitty thing, and I apologized.
Well, Mike, did you ever take into account him? Maybe he just doesn't have anything else going on. I mean, we fill dead air all the time with your hungry butt. I mean, if we didn't have your hungry butt to fall back into, we wouldn't fall back into anything. Maybe you're his hungry butt. Did you ever think about that, Mike? Did you ever get an itch Maybe you're his itch. He's trying to scratch you. Right now, you're just being itchy and you're not talking back. You gotta let him know that everything's okay.
Everything is okay. I listened to his show the other day. I laughed twice.
Excellent.
It was humorous. Look, guy, I have no beef with you. We are podcast brothers.
Was this the same podcast that kept stealing our topics? Because you can keep on using the topics. Enjoy.
Yeah, we're not going to check. We don't care. We just browse the news websites anyway. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFewBar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFewBar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.